Page 58. Exercise 2.
Speaker 1.
It must have been about 2 in the morning when the alarm went off. There was a mad scramble as we realised that it wasn't just a routine test. We grabbed what we could and made our way to the emergency stairs. It was then that I realised I'd left my passport and all my money in the room. I was just about to dash back and get them when I thought, what am I doing? I'd have been really stupid to put myself at risk for the sake of a few replaceable possessions.
Speaker 2.
We were travelling around the Mediterranean at the time. We'd been out for a meal, and when we got back to our hotel, we noticed that the safe was open. We'd been told to use it for our passports and valuables and money and traveller's checks. Well, of course, they'd all gone, not a trace of them anywhere. It was all a bit of a disaster. We spent ages at the police station the next morning, and even longer trying to cancel credit cards and sort everything out. In the end, we decided the only thing to do was go to the embassy and see what they could do to help us.
Speaker 3.
It couldn't have been worse. I only had a few more miles to go when it happened, and it was almost midnight. Anyway, there was nothing else for it. I had two choices, either to spend the night in the car or abandon it and walk the rest of the way. I chose the latter, although on reflection, it might have been wiser to stay where I was.
Speaker 4.
It was all very embarrassing. Every time I went through the scanner, there was this horrible bleep, and they kept sending me back. The people in the queue behind me weren't best pleased either, as what we'd been in the queue for ages. I was beginning to feel that I'd never get on the flight, but I thought that if I lost my cool, it might make me look even more suspicious. I decided not to panic. Suddenly, the man operating the machine noticed that I was wearing a silver bracelet. He asked me to take it off, and guess what? I sailed straight through. So much for modern technology.
Speaker 5.
As soon as we entered the building, it was obvious that something was wrong. It was chaotic. There were people everywhere. All outgoing and incoming flights seemed to have been cancelled. We couldn't understand why at first, but we soon found out that it had something to do with an ash cloud from a volcano in the north, making flying dangerous. Nobody had any idea how long we might have to spend there, and the prospect of sleeping on the terminal floor for the night didn't inspire me in the least. We decided to go back home and wait to see what happened the next day.